Good afternoon, I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. Luxembourg has inaugurated new memorial walls at the Kaddishmuse Monument on Boulevard Roosevelt, engraved with the names of over 1,200 Jewish victims of Nazism, in a ceremony honoring their memory and calling for vigilance against hatred today. As part of the commemoration, Memo Shoah published a memorial book with the names and 18 biographies of Luxembourg's Jewish victims. From today until the 3rd of October, copies will be available for the public at Villa Pauli. A police officer was severely injured in a motorcycle crash during the closing stage of the Tour de Luxembourg on Sunday. The officer had been riding ahead of Mats Wenzel, who was leading the race at the time. No other vehicles were reportedly involved in the accident. London's prestigious Business Book Awards have crowned Luxembourg-based author Mithu Storoni the overall winner of 2025, recognizing her book Hyper-Efficient as the Business Book of the Year. Storoni's book first secured the top spot in the wellness and well-being category before also being named the evening's overall winner. In international stories, as the United Nations General Assembly opened in New York, Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel offered a brief overview of the issues likely to dominate discussions this week, underlining that this is an important week where the entire world comes together, while acknowledging that the international order currently feels unstable. Bettel noted his schedule will include a conference on a two-state solution for Israel and Palestine. He also welcomed Luke Frieden's presence, who will deliver Luxembourg's address to the Assembly on Friday. Meanwhile, almost two dozen town halls in France are flying the Palestinian flag from their entrances in defiance of an Interior Ministry warning not to do so ahead of the recognition of a Palestinian state by President Emmanuel Macron in New York. The flags of both Israel and Palestine, as well as peace images of a dove and olive branch, were projected late on Sunday onto the Eiffel Tower, which was illuminated in celebration of the recognition of the Palestinian state. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. Returning Australia prop Alan Alalatua said today that his team saw Eden Park as just another footy field, as they aim to end New Zealand's 31-year unbeaten streak at the Auckland venue. The All Blacks have not lost at the Eden Park Fortress since 1994, rattling off 49 wins and 2 draws, but face a challenge to that record against Rugby Championship leaders Australia on Saturday. Paris Saint-Germain forward Ousmane Dembélé is tipped to hold off Barcelona sensation Lamine Yamal and win the men's Ballon d'Or today, while Aitana Bonmati could win a third consecutive women's prize. The world of football will gather for a glitzy ceremony at the Théâtre du Châtelet in Paris to discover who will be the next winners of an award dominated for so long by Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo. That duo won the Ballon d'Or 13 times between them from 2008 to 2023. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu.
The weather is brought to you by Luga, open-air exhibition of urban gardens until the 18th of October. More info on luga.lu.
Cloud cover will increase from the south this afternoon, bringing rain for the rest of the day. Temperatures will rise only slightly with an expected high of just 15 degrees. It's currently 11 degrees.